Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline is a former president of the Miami Marlins, making his debut here on Overdrive. Here's David Sampson. How you doing, David?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing really well, man. We're talking about the president up here in Toronto, where Mark Shapiro's been doing the rounds. And as a president, how often do you feel obligated to go out there and speak to the media and vicariously through them to your own fans?
Pretty often. We'd use the media all the time to try to get our message out as best as we could, especially when there were things going on around the team. And it seems like with the Marlins, there was always stuff going on, both on and off the field. So I understand what Mark's doing right now. You know, there's a lot of issues going on with the Blue Jays, and he feels like he's got to try to get out in front of it. But it's a tough situation because you want to get out in front of it, but you're really towing the company line, and you're not necessarily giving the fans what they want in terms of actual information. You're just giving them what you want them to know or what you want them to believe.
Well, what about just simply the truth? I mean, he came out today and he said there's no longer any gray area about where we are. And I think the fans knew this was coming. I think if you ask Shapiro, he knew this was coming. So it's like, I just don't get it. It's like everybody knew this was coming, so why just say there's no longer any gray area? We all knew this was coming, so why didn't you act differently heading into this situation?
It's a really hard thing when you run a team, and let's picture yourselves during the off season, and you feel as though that if everything breaks right, that your team has a chance, and you get seduced by the fact that you're not playing games every day, and you forget that during the season everything goes wrong, and that you get injuries, you get lack of performance. So it's very possible that during the offseason, they didn't really want to believe that the Yankees and Red Sox were so far above them and ahead of them that they had no chance of winning the division and very little chance of a wild card berth. They may have believed that, actually, and they tried to convince the fans of that. But deep down, you have to realize that seasons don't go the way you want them to go. And it's better to rebuild too early than too late. And I would know because we always rebuilt too late with the Marlins, and it cost us.
I think the one thing people have to take into consideration, and the guy who hosts the show before us, Scotty MacArthur, he brought up a good point, which is sometimes people need to understand that bosses in certain situations, they have bosses. And if they say you got to keep this guy because we got to put some butts in the seats, then you have to do it. That's part of the equation too, isn't it?
We call that OP. Owner's prerogative. There are times throughout the year, like in any business. By the way, you guys have a boss too. If your boss comes and says, by the way, you have to talk about, you know, the Montreal Expos today, you got to talk about the Montreal Expos. Sometimes you have to bite your lip and just do it. Unless you are the owner of something, you have a boss. And sometimes the owner of a baseball team, they believe they know more just because they watch games or because so many people tell them they know stuff or they want to be around an owner of a team. But I certainly find that baseball people tend to know more than owners, and owners think they are baseball people, and that can sometimes lead to issues.
With David Sampson, former president of the Miami Marlins, Mark Shapiro, speaking with the media today, didn't come out outright and say that the payroll is going to go down, but he admitted to the obvious that they're going to leave opportunities available to kids to make the team, and if the kids come up, they don't get paid that much. So naturally, the payroll is going to go down. But this is where you get the complication of your fans, where you know what the reaction is going to be like. Okay, if the payroll is going down and you're telling us we're not going to be that good, obviously ticket prices go down too, right? But then he's got to go to his owner, and the owner's not going to want to do that. So how is Shapiro supposed to handle that? Because he's going to get it from both ends.
Yeah, you definitely get it from both ends, and not in a very good way. So when you go out and you say that you're going to be young, that is code word for cutting payroll. And it's possible, if not likely, that the Blue Jays as a team are not making money. Obviously, on the media side, they are, and that's certainly complicated by who their owner is and how money can be used both as a TV deal that goes just to the parent company or as revenue to the team. So it's unlikely that the Blue Jays lose money all in all, because taking into account everything. But there are shareholders to take care of who are not fans of the team. They're fans of stock prices and fans of Rogers as a company. So it's a complicated tightrope that Mark has to walk, so I feel for him in that way.
There have been some rumors out there about Shapiro maybe wanting out, maybe taking a gig in New York with the Mets. Take us inside baseball. How often are front offices gossiping about what's going on around the league?
Not more than every day, and mostly four times a day. Remember, there's 162 games in 183 days. There's a lot of time spent at the ballpark. There's a lot of weekends. There's a lot of the game times are so long that you've got a lot of time to think about things, gossip about things, especially with social media and everything else. It's just so different than when I first got in the game back in 2000. So I promise that if the Mets are interested in Mark, there'll be some talking at owners' meetings between the Wilpons and the basically the Blue Jays brass. And if Mark is offered a ton of money, he may ask Rogers to get out of his contract to the extent he has one. And it's likely that you really don't want to step in the way of one of your employees who wants to go somewhere else and be happy somewhere else. And so you try to be as accommodating as you can.
I always wonder, of the two sides, Shapiro and the Mets and the ownership, which of the two sides would want that information leaked? Is it Shapiro to build the interest, or is it the Mets to make it known? I just don't know how that... And there's been some reports that this is not even true, but which side would want that information leaked?
I think that every time there's a leak, you look at who benefits. So when a player leaks who's a free agent, when information comes out on a free agent that there are three teams interested in that player, whether or not that's true, it doesn't matter, because owners read that, they go to their GM, and they say, we can't lose this player. So many other teams want him. Let's offer him another year or another $3 million per year. So agents and players leak that all the time. If you're a president of baseball operations and you want to make more money and you're in a contract negotiation with your team, it is in your best interest to make it known that there are other teams out there who will hire me in a minute. So if you want to keep me, you're going to have to give me an extra year or an extra few million dollars. So there's certainly a benefit to Mark to having it out there that other teams would want him.
With David Sampson, former president of the Miami Marlins. Shapiro did radio earlier in the week and was asked about Vladdy Guerrero and why he's not been called up, and you knew what he was going to say. He said it's about development. It has nothing to do with business, even though we all know, everybody knows, including Shapiro, it is about business. It's about making sure that you hold off the clock from starting to tick on his tenure here in Toronto. And the Major League Baseball Players Association, not happy about it. They issued a statement. It sounds like they might file a grievance on why Vladdy's not up here. He's being compared to the likes of, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. and A-Rod and Trout at the age of 19. I mean, he's the number one prospect in baseball. He's hitting almost 400, and he's been doing it all year. But do you think the PA has a legitimate case on their hands? Or, in my opinion, I think you just got to get a better CBA. Like, this is business. The Jays are allowed to do it. And if the PA doesn't like it, why don't they try to renegotiate or try to find a way to collectively bargain for a better deal?
There's not one thing, and I hate to be a bad guest, there's not one thing I can add to what you said. It is 100% about business. You would not call him up. There was no reason to do it, to give him the extra days here in September. You can hide behind development and defense and maturation and all the things you need to be a big leaguer. It's a bunch of hokey hogwash, if I can say that in Canada on the radio.
Yes, it is, you're allowed to say that.
And all I can tell you is, I know this, you can't go out publicly and say, we're holding him back for business, for money. You just don't do that. So what you're forced to do is respond, and you respond with stuff that doesn't pass the smell test. No one believes you, the player, the agent, your fans, nobody, the media for sure doesn't, but you have no choice. So it's just a lie upon a lie upon a lie, and it's not very helpful to our game. I'd love to see Vladimir up. But if I were running the Blue Jays, there's not one chance that I would have called him up this year.
Thank you, David. We'll do it again down the road, man. Really appreciate it.
Hey, sounds good. Take care.
There's David Sampson. I want to talk to Sampson. Joining us here on Overdrive, former president of the Miami Marlins, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline.